It's Andrew here. Welcome to the Ecom Fuel podcast, the show dedicated to helping seven and eight figure brand owners build incredible businesses and amazing lives. And if you didn't catch the title of this podcast, if you just randomly or clicking around your phone and I happen to come on, not the case. You already know we did a big rebrand for Ecommerce Fuel. We are officially now Ecom Fuel versus Ecommerce Fuel. So did a name change, a slight name change, to shorten things up a little bit, make it a little more modern and a few other reasons. But even more so, people were already calling us Ecom Fuel to some degree. We have a whole new brand presence and identity. So new logo, new website, new look and feel, emphasizing a bit more some of the non-business elements of being an entrepreneur, thinking about a rich life outside of business. And I want to share with you, kind of get into the weeds about how that whole process went, specifically why we did it and the timeline, but more importantly, the lessons learned from dropping six figures, which sounds crazy to say, I fully acknowledge that, on a big professional, big boy redesign. I've never done that before. Always wondered if it was worth it. Now I know if it is or not, and I'm going to get into my thoughts on that on today's show. So hope you enjoy it. Hope it's interesting. I love branding. I think that's very interesting. It was really fun to go through this process and have a bunch of thoughts. So we're going to get into those right now. Okay. So a little bit of context. Why go through the rebrand? Why go through the renaming? The renaming was a little simple. It was kind of a byproduct of the branding. Wanted something a little shorter. I think Ecom Fuel is a little shorter, a little easier to say. I don't know if e-commerce is going to get necessarily going to feel antiquated, but I feel like business and e-commerce have at this point pretty much blended together, and Ecom Fuel is a little broader. Not that we're going to start trying to focus on affiliate marketers or anything or some kind of random niche, but it just seemed like a cleaner name that I really liked. But more importantly, it came out of just the desire to just do a rebrand. Our website was really dated. We had this fire farting shopping cart. I can't remember who came up with that description of our logo, but I love it because it's so accurate. It looked very kitschy from the early 2010s, because that's when it was born off of 99 Designs, and we ran with it for a long time. I think it's a testament to so many times we feel like we have to look. Our businesses and our websites have to look just insanely polished. And I think the website we had live up until about 2 months ago, as well as the logos, is kind of a testament to the fact you don't necessarily have to do that. That's very secondary. But selfishly, I wanted something that looked a little bit more modern, a little bit more polished. I also wanted a brand that could really represent how awesome our members are. We have some amazing members. Just in general, we have incredible members in Ecommerce Fuel. And I wanted something that reflected the caliber of the membership that we have. And then finally, I wanted to use the rebrand also to be able, from a messaging perspective, to focus on, yes, business is important. Yes, we're ambitious, but we also don't want to sell our souls for the almighty dollar at the cost of everything else, which is something hopefully you've seen a little more of that content and that perspective coming through on the podcast recently. I wanted that to flow through on the public messaging. So that's the why behind why I wanted to do this. So started looking for a branding agency. Got some recommendations, kind of a weird thing to do. There's not a great place to look. Got, five different referrals, Googled a bunch of places, narrowed it down to two, called them, picked one. One thing I thought was interesting, the thing that really pushed me over the edge with the branding agency we picked, because it was very close, was you always hear about this concept of mirroring, right? If you've ever read the book, Never Split the Difference, that negotiation book, phenomenal book. He talks about how if you're trying to build rapport with someone and confidence, kind of state back to them what that person says. I'm sure most people are familiar with this. And the shocking thing to me was it worked amazingly well in closing this deal, because they could have just taken the Fathom transcript from one of our calls, fed it into an AI presentation machine and had it spit it back out at me. But there was something oddly reassuring, especially when you're dropping a significant amount of money, in having the people just repeat back to you and confirm that they deeply understand what is important to you and what you want done. So anyway, just a little thing to put in your back pocket if you're ever trying to win a big deal or have a big thing to close. So the quotes for both of these agencies were about $90,000 plus or minus. And I think you can definitely get it cheaper, but I think to go with a legit, and when I say legit, I mean deeply experienced, all you do is focus on branding. You've got a lot of reps in the space, at least in the US, or at least the Western world. In my experience, you're probably looking in that ballpark. And 90K, what does that get you? That gets you brand identity research, where they go deep and interview your members and your team, and to really try to understand who you are and what you're about. It's kind of like getting psychoanalyzed by a, you know, a branding shrink. It's kind of interesting, kind of weird, kind of interesting. Then they'll take that and they'll use that as a framework to build out some branding concepts. And they'll maybe give you, you know, 4 or 5 or 6 different visual representations that you can talk about. And then once you have an idea that you like, they'll build out that representation more fully with a logo, a typeface, a full brand build out, and also put together a website, at least visually for you. One thing that was part of our quote too, that I'll talk about why in a minute, was a physical booklet. I wanted a physical, tactile paper asset that we could send to new members and people who we wanted to get to know us, that really explained who we are, who EC, who Ecom Fuel is, and what we care about, what we stand for, and what we're trying to do in the world. And then on top of that, so that's about 90K, it's an additional 20 to 30K to get a company to come in on the development side and take those assets that are all graphical and actually build out your website. So all in, you're looking at about 120K for this entire process, which when I think about that, that just seems like an absurd amount of money. The first thing I do to justify that in my brain, you know you're making wise business decisions when you immediately go to justify them, is I think about it on an after-tax basis. I actually do this for almost everything. You've probably heard this on the podcast before, but if you're looking at making investments in your decision or investments in your business, which are all tax deductible, I look at this as a $70,000 to $75,000 out of pocket, because that's how much I will have not in my pocket if, you know, if I didn't do this. So that helps for one. But two, I knew it was something I wanted to do. I've never gone through a real branding soup to nuts overhaul, something deeply professional with a lot of expertise behind it. And I wanted to do it. Even if it was a little bit unnecessary, I wanted to do it. And that's kind of what you got to pay for something like this, at least from what I've seen. So timeline, we kicked this off in June of 2024. We had a couple months where they did the interviews with the team and our members and put together the brand identity. We had about 3 months where it took us to get the concept, that visual identity, right, what the brand looked like and felt like and the colors and the logos. It took about 2 months for them to build out, to finish everything up and finalize, and then took a couple more months for them to actually roll it out, for the dev agency to roll it out, where we launched in early April. So total timeline, 10 months, about 120K all in pre-tax, but that's the wrong way to look at it, about 70-75K after-tax, which is the right way and the way that lets you sleep at night way to look at it. So the big question I want to answer in this is it worth it to hire a big branding agency? So here's the good. You hire someone like this, they come from outside of your business. They have no experience with it before. They have fresh eyes. That's always a wonderful thing to have, especially when they're focused and thinking about it through the lens of how, you know, what makes you unique. And they have the broader kind of scope of, hey, we're going to try to work this into the brand identity, the logo, the feel, the subtle touch points throughout the brand. So that's cool. You get the fresh perspective. You get someone to own the project and to get it done and to move it forward. I generally throwing money at something, I think, is not a great way to solve problems. It just doesn't work. Look at the way the world works, right? If we could just throw money at problems, you know, like homelessness or even business problems, we'd have a lot of problems solved. Most problems are deeper than just the money issue. But it is nice, and that was evidenced by the fact we definitely had some problems in this project. I think probably the best thing you get is you get one person or one team at least. Usually it's a team if you're paying this amount, that has a cohesive sense of brand, that has hopefully good taste, that can integrate. They have the entire scope of the project all together. And that's the thing that's harder when you don't hire someone, one agency to do all of this. Because some brand cohesion things are really about consistency and subtle consistency across different designs and messages. And that can either add to the brand experience or take away. There were some really, really good lines we would not have come up with or messaging points we wouldn't have come up with for hiring this agency. So on the homepage, the first thing you see when you load the new site is a video of a lot of our events and people having fun. And, you know, we went through a ton of different B-roll to pull those out, try to make a compelling B-roll as compelling as possible. But then on top of it, you see the title doesn't say anything about e-commerce, doesn't say anything about business. It just says you found your people. And the thing that I think is cool is after we launched with that, I've probably had 7 or 8 people come up to me and said, this is exactly what I said to my spouse, my significant other, my rabbit at home, whoever it is, after I joined UCF, which I think is cool. And we wouldn't have got that without the branding agency. They also had great connections. They introduced us to a killer development agency. The team that went ahead and built the website out for us is probably tied for being the best agency I've ever worked with, on par with FuelMade, with Carson McComas. Shout out to Carson if you ever hear this. I left a review for them in the e-commerce Fuel community directory. So if you ever need a reference to them, I don't want to totally blow them up, and I want to kind of reserve some of that work for our community members if they need them. But search for WordPress service providers and you'll see my review of who they are, or drop me a PM. Happy to connect you. But they were phenomenal. So that was the good about hiring this, you know, this big branding agency. What was the bad? Hey, Andrew here, and a quick sidebar to introduce you to Susan, who's the owner of brightstarkids.com.au, where they sell school labels. She is, as you can probably tell, an Australian-based entrepreneur, incredible with process design and Facebook ads. And here's a quick snapshot of her experience of being a member of eCommerce Fuel, our private community for 7 and 8-figure store owners.
If I ever have a problem that I want to solve, it's definitely the first place I go to. I look at my forum and I type in anything at all. And there's always some kind of thread that usually will solve my problem. Some of the things that I have found to be really helpful is to look at how I hired staff. So there was incredible resources there that from people who have great ways of hiring A-class people. Another thing that I've learned was through the social media ads. So for Facebook, Instagram, TikTok, there was an incredible course that I found purely from e-commerce Fuel that I would never have found otherwise. And I think that's the thing, is like the people are just incredible. They are the nicest people I've ever come across in any kind of business environment. They're so incredibly generous with their time. They are just so knowledgeable and incredibly helpful, and really it's a non-competitive place. So everyone feels very, very welcome. Whether you are a smaller player or whether you are one of the bigger e-commerce players that are doing multiple millions of dollars. And I'd love to, you know, the people who are in charge are just incredibly helpful again, and just really good at building a really strong community. I would always recommend anybody who has a big e-commerce store to come here and join up. I think you'll love it.
After hearing literally hundreds of comments like this over the last decade our community's been around, it's easy to offer our 10x guarantee. If you don't get at least a 10x ROI on your membership in the first year, in terms of increased revenue, saved time, and saved money, we'll give you a full refund plus an extra $1,000. But many of our members report seeing massive value in just the first month or two when applying it to their 7 or 8-figure business. You can learn more about the community and apply for membership at ecommercefuel.com. Okay, back to the show. Again, like I said, dropping a bunch of cash is not going to solve all your problems. And Patrick, I asked Patrick. Patrick is our director of operations, was also really intimately involved with putting this website together, especially on the launch side of things. And one of his big takeaways was, I'm not sure if it's the smartest move to hire a Mad Men era branding firm. And it made me laugh, because it was a funny way to think about it. But it was also kind of true. These two guys, it was two gentlemen, two older gentlemen, and they're kind of probably, I don't know, late 50s, early 60s, I'm just guessing, probably late 50s. And both sharp, but they both were kind of old school ad guys, had worked in old branding companies or kind of legacy branding companies. And that just kind of came out in some of the way they did their work. We had an in-person meeting to Chicago, which they billed as very necessary and was not necessary. They just kind of took what was on a document and wrote it on a whiteboard and talked us through it. And it kind of wasted 3 days of my life and one of our team members' lives and, you know, multiple thousands of dollars. they deeply loved their work. There's a real fine line between like a sense of being confident in your work and being overconfident in it. And one thing that was a little frustrating is there was numerous times when they would present different concepts to us. They would come in saying that this is phenomenal work. We're so proud of this work. You were going to love this work. And so when I was not in love with the work, I think that made it a little harder for me to convince them that change was necessary. And I think the fact that they had been in the industry so long at kind of these more prestigious old school branding firms contributed to that. And the third thing was, we'll get into this in a minute, I don't think they were using AI at all to speed anything up. And I think copywriters and branders are probably going to throw up in their mouth a little bit here. But I think we are living in an era where you can still use the best of AI and the best of branding taste and copywriting. You can use those tools to produce incredible brands, but just at a much faster pace. We'll talk about that in a minute here. So the thing that was probably the most frustrating constant of this entire process was, if you drop $90K on a branding experience or a rebrand like this, you expect the work to be really good. And the first 5 to 6 concepts were not good. They were way off the mark, wasn't great work. I think the team was working hard on it, but it just didn't jive with what I saw the brand as. And I think if you could take one thing away from this, if you're thinking about doing a branding exercise with a firm, whether it's on your own or especially with a third party, the number one thing I would recommend doing out of the gates is sitting down with that branding agency and going through a dozen different brands and saying, I like this brand because of X, Y, and Z. I hate this brand feel because of X, Y, and Z. I love these colors. I hate these colors. The brand that you end up with is so much also a representation of you as an entrepreneur. I don't think we like to admit this, but I think Bill D'Alessandro said something similar, that in the past, when people have studied the brains of entrepreneurs, if they've got a brain scan going, when people show them the logo of their business, it kind of lights up the same area of their brain as when they see a picture of their kid, which, I don't know, maybe that speaks to just the dysfunction of entrepreneurship. I'm not sure, but at least in some ways, but at least it speaks to how much we associate with and identify with our business and the visual representation. And so very important to try to convey that to a marketing or a branding agency up front. The other thing too is working with kind of older school branding and kind of legacy big branding is a lot of times they would try to be very abstract or literal with the representation. So for one concept that they presented to us was just a bunch of different, like almost pastel colored building blocks that represented being able to build with e-commerce, you know, build a foundation of your business, and all these things kind of fit together nicely. And the problem was they were thinking very artistically, and they thought this made a lot of sense. And in my mind, and in the mind of everyone on our team, we just thought, this is a terrible looking logo. Nobody's going to get the abstract, you know, the abstraction of what you're trying to go for here. They're just going to think we're trying to run a preschool. So I think another really important takeaway here is I had to have a hard conversation with the agency after they brought what they thought was amazing work to me and say, hey guys, we're not even close here. We need to go back and really revisit this. And to their credit, even though they thought the work was amazing, they were good about working with us on that, going through the process again. I'm sure it was frustrating on their side, but that was the hardest part because it probably set us back an extra 3 months, well, at least a couple months. Thankfully, out of that second set of revisions, the branding and the identity that I felt really good with came out of that. So that was great. So anyway, I think the big thing, again, I'm trying to answer here is, was it worth it? Is it worth it if you're thinking about doing this to drop a ton of money? And I think it's a very hard call. I think ultimately, yes, I love the new brand that we have. I love the feel. I love how everything came out. It's modern. It's strong. I love the colors. I love the switch to Ecom Fuel. Like I said earlier, I don't think we would have had quite as cohesive of a brand come together with the type font and the style and the colors and everything. I love the focus on the addition, things in addition to a business, and the member booklet that came out of it ended up really nicely. Little sidebar on this booklet. Why did we do this booklet? This booklet we have is about maybe 14 pages. It's all color. It's really high glossy end print. It talks about who we are. It talks about the values, what you should do, the story of our community, the things that we appreciate from members, the things we won't put up with from members. And the reason I wanted to do this was two reasons. One, I have had two specific experiences with these in the past, where Mudwater was one. And I know I'm kind of labeling myself potentially here as a mushroom tea drinking, you know, hipster, but so be it. When I got my first Mudwater kit, I opened it up and I sat down, and they had a similar book that I sat down and read for probably 20 minutes. And I can't remember the last time I read something for 20 minutes on the internet. I thought that was cool. And just from a mind space and a branding opportunity, I thought that was impressive. And for low cost too. I mean, they probably, you know, at bulk, I mean, I think we spend maybe $1 or $1.50 for these bulk ordered inserts, and some of the best attention you can buy. And then second, Mercury Banking Company. They have sponsored our events in the past. They're not paying me to say this. I have all my accounts at Mercury. I really like them. They sent me a package once that just had some really good, well-quality branded swag. It made an impression on me, both from the act of it, but then I have a mug, one of their mugs I got, and it turned into my favorite mug. There was a sweater that I still wear that's super comfy. And every time I interact with those, I think of this brand. And so because of those two things, we're starting to send to our new members something similar, a branding swag kit with an insert. Anyway, so all that to say, I think those are important. Stepping back again, the big branding agency did a great job with that. So ultimately, am I glad we're here? Yes. Would I do it again with 2020 hindsight? Would I drop $120K on this project again? Probably not. And here's why. I think you could get something 85% as good for about 20% of the cost and time, which to me is about a 4x the value. So when you think about each of the phases here, you know, you think about brand identity research. That I did not think was that. I mean, that was 2 months. They didn't really tell us many things that we didn't know. They gave us a few phrases to think about our business differently, but it wasn't, you know, if we had hired somebody to do the interviews to give us a little bit of set of fresh eyes and dumped those reviews and transcripts from the interviews into ChatGPT, it could have done something very similarly for, you know, pay someone $2,000 or $3,000. And I think we would have got 99% of the way there. When you think about the graphic design perspective, I also, you know, it's funny. We are redoing our house, and we've got a bunch of siding damage, and so we've got to get new siding, new colors, kind of a new, you know, design for the house. At least, like, you know, from an aesthetic perspective, and it's really difficult to put those all together. I went into ChatGPT, and this is after the new image stuff launched, and I said, "Hey, ChatGPT, I have terrible design sense on this. I know what I like. It's hard for me to put it together. Here's a house in Montana. How do you, you know, give me 8 concepts that have it, you know, here's the things I like, put together 8 concepts, give them a name, tell me the materials you're going to use, come up with a color scheme, and tell me the emotion that it evokes, or kind of the feeling it evokes," spits out 8 interesting, unique concepts. And I ask it to render, you know, 4 or 5 of them, and immediately pick one that I love and fall in love with. And that the whole process took maybe 30 minutes, and it did it on top of a picture of our existing house. I actually tried this with rebranding Apple. So I went in and said, did a similar exercise for, "Hey, rebrand Apple for me with the iconic logo, make it a little different, give me some concepts." It was not nearly as good at doing this as it was for the house. So I think you're not going to get there, but you can get much closer. And I think if you spend 3 or 4 hours with ChatGPT doing something similar, and then go to a graphic designer and say, "Here's the 2 or 3 things that are closest. Can you refine these and build them out for me with a professional's touch?" Again, you're probably looking $2,000 or $3,000, and you get something very close to what you can roll forward with. Copywriting is the other sense. We got a few great pieces of copy and lines from our copywriter. Again, like the "You Found Your People," phenomenal, so good. But one thing that was a little challenging was the copywriter at this branding agency we were working with wasn't thinking from a conversion basis or a benefit analysis. And I had to rewrite a number of those, you know, kind of pain resolution lines on our website. And what I rewrote them with was the AI copywriter that I spent 15, 20, 25 hours building. And I know it works because the copy that is on the website that I thought was shockingly good with a little bit of tweaking came from that. So I did another episode on how to build an AI copywriter that is, you know, stuff you can really use. We'll link up to that episode in the show notes. But if you went in, you did that brand identity stuff, you dumped that all into your AI knowledge base and copywriting expert, it's amazing what you can get out of it. So all that said, I think we're in a world where branding is going to only continue to get more important. I think smart cohesive, visually attractive branding is important for good brands. But I think for branding agencies that are going to continue to be relevant, they're going to have to use a lot of these tools to shorten the amount of time that they're going to go from A to B. I mean, if we had had a branding agency that had the branding chops, but also the knowledge here from a design and an AI element, I think that $120,000 goes down to $35,000, $40,000, $50,000 at the top. And I think if you are savvy and do this in-house, again, I think you can probably get 80% of the way there for probably about, you know, 10 to 15% of the price. So results, final results, we're kind of getting close to landing this airplane. Is it converting higher? It's hard to say. We rolled this out about the same time the world was being exploded by Trump and the tariffs. So you want to talk about noise, a time when e-commerce store owners are not interested in adding expenses to their P&L, that's difficult to say. So don't know. The thing I'm most happy about is that I feel like we have, again, a public identity that I feel is worthy of our members. Because again, we just have such good members, such amazing members, and one that, yeah, represents them accurately. And I think too, I had another friend who I would say is savvy in the copywriting and the branding space. And she said, you know, this just gets a much more realistic sense about the humanity of your group, who you are, and the feeling that this is a real community as opposed to a bunch of, you know, Halloween colored stick figures that are talking with emoticons above their heads. So anyway, hope this was interesting. It was a really fun thing to go through, even though we had some challenges. Appreciate the whole team that went through it, even if, you know, I was did have a couple things I would do differently. And yeah, a lot of fun. So hope you enjoyed it and got a few things out of this. And thanks for all the support. If you haven't seen it, ecomfuel.com, you can check out the whole site and would love to hear your thoughts. If you're an entrepreneur who wants to connect with other experienced owners who are working to build a financially vibrant business alongside a rich, meaningful life, head on over to ecommercefuel.com to learn more and connect with 1,000 entrepreneurs just like you. Work hard, adventure often, and forge what matters. Look forward to seeing you again next Friday.